Good morning. Well, my fellow panelists and I thought, what's the best way to handle this? And I think the first thing that we wanted to let you know is that there are probably a couple of overarching reasons why, a knowledge and being conversant in social media is so critical for lawyers nowadays. And the first one is simply it's too pervasive to ignore. Just in the short time that Jane gave that wonderful introduction, there were 293,000 status updates posted on Facebook. Every second of that introduction, there were 6,000 tweets. I'm pretty sure none of which were by Justice Willett because he didn't have time. I was looking for his phone. Literally, in the span of 48 hours, Twitter will process 1 billion, I'll say it like Dr. Evil for emphasis, 1 billion tweets, and over 400 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every minute. So it just gives you some idea of the staggering universe of content that's out there. And obviously the numbers that you see don't lie. Facebook is closing in on 2 billion users worldwide. Sites like Instagram have over 400 million. Twitter, of course, is huge, whether you use words like convefe or not. Over 80% of all adult Americans have at least one social networking presence. And again, I was one of those folks who went to UT Law School because I was assured there'd be no math. But there are 5 Facebook profiles created every second and only 4.5 people born on this earth every second. So that the math doesn't add up for me, but, that may be just me. The other overarching reason why this is so critical for all of us to be conversant in is that there's a new standard that lawyers are being held to.